Fitzy and Whipper.
Ursula Carson is coming back to Australia, and you can get tickets at livenation.com.au. She joins us now.
Hello.
Hello, team. There's no pub crawling on this side.
Oh, no, you can't,
we're
can you?
Locked here.
So, yeah, where are you?
I'm in Auckland, in West Auckland, and we are still firmly in lockdown. We're day 92 at the minute, so, yeah.
How many cases have you got over there at the moment?
I think yesterday was just over 200 or 220 or something, which is a lot, I guess, for here. And considering we went into full lockdown for one case, I guess no one will see us for a while.
Are they waiting for, have many of you been vaccinated? Is that the problem? Are they waiting for that to get up?
Yeah, because they won't let us out till we're at the 90% mark. Basically. But because New Zealand's so small, we know who hasn't been vaccinated.
Yeah.
It's Gary and Carol.
Get him.
It was always going to be Gary and Carol, wasn't it?
Honestly, I don't know what they're up to.
As long as we can get you back here to Australia, Ursula. I think there's three different countries that are fighting over you now, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa. They all want you in our country. You've had so much success. The Netflix comedy special Overqualified Loser, congratulations on that. That had great success.
You.
But you're coming back here for It's Personal, Ursula. Yeah. So who are you after? It's Personal. Who are you going after?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that. It's all about me and about, well, I mean, I say that, but it sort of got triggered with all of my quarantine, all of my lockdowns, and I saw that people hold nothing back from social media.
Yeah.
There is nothing private anymore. Everyone just flops out all their personal details socials. And yeah, but it's also one of those weird things where it's like, you're not supposed to know half the stuff that people put out there. And as soon as you bring it up, they're like, it's personal. I don't want to talk about it. And it's like, you made 14 story times on TikTok about this subject. I don't think it's personal. But, I mean, you have to know everything. You're not allowed to ask anything, but it's all out there anyway. But then I thought, because I'm very private on socials, I don't put anything out there.
You've never overshared.
Never. Like, I don't put anything about my private life on social media, not even my kids' names or photos. There's never been anything on socials. And then I thought, I'm gonna open up a bit, but not quite as much as a full story time on TikTok. But we're all so aware of personal. What is personal now? Personal space is now 2 meters or 1.5 in Australia. Like, you know, we're uber aware of personal space and personal hygiene and personal everything. And yet everything still gets flopped out, but we want to keep people at a distance. It's a very weird scenario. It's sweet and sour.
You don't want to upset them, though, as well, Ursula. We did a piece of content recently on a influencer, and she said she wanted to thank a lot of people in her life for this huge achievement that she just did. And we did her thank you speech and all this kind of stuff and found out that she had mowed the back lawn for the first time. Mm. Now, we spoke about that, and we had all these influencers come after us, Ursula. It was really scary because we exposed this girl on the radio.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you don't want to make an influencer angry, although it's like that goldfish thing. You know, they're angry now, but 2 seconds later, someone's going to give them a coffee machine and they'll be happy again. So don't be worrying.
It's amazing, isn't it? Just check your front door. There might be a parcel there. Oh, I've got it again. Now I'm back.
I reckon it's that self-tan. It messes with your long-term memory.
Ursula, one of my favourite bits that you do is on death booties. And I want you to explain to Fitzy and Whipper what death booties are.
Now, death booties are thongs or flip-flops or jandals or plockies for your South African listeners. And, you know, like, those things are deadly. Like, I grew up on a farm in South Africa, so we didn't wear those because there's scorpions and snakes and stuff. So, you know, then when I first came to New Zealand, everyone's wearing these little things. And I thought, I'm going to get some of those. But they don't come with instructions.
No.
You know, so you don't know. When you buy them, they don't tell you as you walk out the shop, hey, by the way, you want to avoid moisture. With those
slippery.
Yeah, because one drop of moisture on the outside of that shoe and you're dead. Yeah. One drop of moisture on the inside of that shoe and you're dead. Mm-hmm. And you can't go sideways in them. You can't go backwards in them. These are only forward-moving shoes. And you cannot, for the love of God, run from your car into the mall when it's raining. Because once you hit that slippery tile in the mall, you're going to do full splits, whether you're physically prepared for it or not.
It's so true.
Go full barracuda.
Yeah, and then you've blown a plug.
They are so dangerous, aren't they?
Very. Stupid shoes. I love it.
Oh, that is
brilliant.
Honestly,
they are death booties deluxe.
Booties. Oh, brilliant.
Well, you are coming back in March, Ursula. We cannot wait for this. LiveNation.com.au if you want to go see It's Personal. It is so good to see you, love, and can't wait to have you back here in Australia.
Thanks, team. Have a great week. Fitzy and Whipper.